Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical, mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. Hi, friend. I'm Connie. Today, I want to have a heart-to-heart conversation about something that really doesn't get talked about very often, but I think that it affects all of us. And that is knowing the difference between being lazy and just being exhausted. Have you ever been so tired, so depleted, that all you want to do is sleep, but you feel guilty? You feel like you can't, that you can't slow down. And if you do, then this is being considered lazy. So you feel guilty about it. Let's face it, we live in a culture that really praises being busy, a culture that taking rest is considered a luxury instead of a necessity. Take rest. A field that has rested gives a bountiful crop. Understanding the difference between being lazy versus being tired. Let's clear up some huge misconceptions about this topic. First of all, being tired is not just physical. It can also mean being depleted emotionally and mentally. This is when we need to honor not only our bodies, but our well-being, and take the time that we need to rest and replenish. Being lazy is more to do with the idea that you are capable of doing something, but you avoid it for various reasons. Many times we push through. I know that I am guilty of this as well, where I may be so exhausted, but I tell myself, come on, Connie, you can do this. You just got to push through. You just got to keep going. And every time I've done this in my life, it catches up to me because chronic fatigue is real. This happens when we ignore our body and our mind and what it's telling us and our needs, and do this repeatedly for so long that we become burnt out. Burnout is a huge topic right now, I think, in our culture because we are not allowing ourselves time to rest so that we can be the best version of ourselves. Rest is productive. It sounds counterintuitive, but it is, because if we are not rested, then we are not functioning at optimal capacity. We are not the best version of ourselves for the ones we love, for work, and just in society in general. Also, society views resting as being lazy, and this is just not accurate. This is a society label. This is not a you issue. There's plenty of reasons why we feel guilty, right? This feeling of guilt didn't just happen overnight. It has been building up for decades. We are taught from a very, very young age that our self-worth is determined by our output, by ticking things off of our to-do list, by achieving crazy amounts of overscheduling in a day. And when this is taught at such a young age, It is ingrained within us from the time we are in a cradle to be productive. As human beings, it's very natural to compare ourselves with others. However, with modern society and social media, it has become very prevalent in our lives. Through social media, it almost seems like everyone is constantly productive and achieving all of their goals, which makes us feel like we aren't doing enough. When we feel like we aren't doing enough, then we don't give ourselves the time we need to stop, pause, and just enjoy life without being productive. Of course, there's also economic pressure. We all need money to live a comfortable life. We need our needs to be met. We need shelter, food, and clothing. But when we start to believe or think that we need far more money than is required to meet our basic standard of living, we put a lot of external pressure on ourselves to keep going so that we can get more income. So we work harder to earn more money so we can buy more things. And this is a very toxic loop that we tend to fall into. Also, there's gender expectations. Historically, over time, women usually feel like we have to be the caregivers of everyone, children, family members, friends. And when we have this expectation, we really feel like if we stop, then we let everyone down. And historically, men feel like they need to not only be the provider of the family, but also I think that they have a lot of weight of the world on their shoulders. And therefore, they feel like they can't stop or slow down because they will be letting everyone else down in their lives. I think the harshest thing is that we criticize ourselves far more than anyone else would. And we use an internal dialogue that is really damaging. This is when we start saying, I'm not doing enough, or if I don't achieve XYZ, then I'm a failure. And if I'm not being productive, then what use am I? These negative internal dialogues that we have with ourselves are really damaging. There are signs that you need to stop and slow down. Our minds and bodies are constantly sending us signals, but it's really up to us to tune in, listen to what our bodies and minds are telling us, and then honor that. Physically exhausted is when you wake up in the morning, even if you've had 8 hours of sleep, and you're still tired, or you just feel like your eyes are constantly heavy all day long and your limbs feel like they weigh 1,000,000 pounds. When we are emotionally depleted, we usually tend to be a little bit snippy. I know I get like that when I'm exhausted. I'm not the kindest. I'm not the most patient. I am not very present with other people in my life. And I don't make the best decisions, which also trickles into my mental state. I almost feel like I'm in a mental fog where the simplest task just seems really overwhelming to me. When we are really depleted, we have a tendency to have a decreased motivation. And I don't mean decreased motivation to be productive. I'm talking about the motivation to do things that really bring us joy, things that we normally love to do and they fuel our spirit. And then all of a sudden, the things that we used to seek out for enjoyment, we don't do. We just feel like it's too much, or we, again, don't have the time. When I'm really exhausted, and I think that many of you can relate to this one, I get sick really easily because my body is low and my energy level is low. My immune system is not working the way it needs to fight off illness. Also, sleep, not sleeping well, not being able to fall asleep. Have you ever had like a little kid and they get overly tired and then you can't get them to go to sleep and they just cry? I think that basically happens to us when we're adults as well. There are many different forms of rest that we require to be our best. Of course, there is physical, getting enough sleep, but also taking short naps during the day, especially when we have huge days back to back to back. It's okay to give yourself permission to take a 20-minute cat nap. Emotional rest. As caregivers, as women, we are always giving of ourselves. And we listen to others and we try to be a support to everyone in our life. And sometimes we need to put up some gentle boundaries so that we are taking enough time to nurture our emotional well-being as well. Mental rest. We're constantly trying to juggle life. Whether it's work or family, what to make for dinner, our money, there seems to be so much happening and we're always making these decisions. This is when just being silent and retreating is really beneficial, not only to give our minds a rest, but also to give ourselves a break from being always on and engaged socially. It's nice to have a little bit of solitude here and there. And sensory rest. We live in a technology world, so we have a lot of devices, our phones, our iPads, TV, music, computers. And I don't think that as human beings, we are meant to constantly be overstimulated with all of these external technologies. There are some practical strategies that you can take to help alleviate this feeling of guilt. The first one is to reframe rest, the idea of rest, as instead of not showing up for others, reframing it as, when I rest, I am then my best version to help others that I care about. Our schedules are so busy that we need to put rest on the calendar every day. Make rest a priority. If it's not on the calendar, most of the time, it doesn't happen. Even if it's just 10 minutes, finding little windows that you can rest and feel rejuvenated for the rest of the day, whether it's 10 minutes in your car before you head into work, or taking 5 minutes to sip on a cup of tea at 3 o'clock, or you just wake up 10 minutes earlier in the morning so that you are savoring your cup of coffee instead of rushing out the door. Setting, again, gentle boundaries. This is a way to show respect and tenderness for yourself. when we are constantly saying yes to everyone else's needs, many times our own needs get overlooked. Being compassionate and understanding and giving yourself grace. You are not a machine. You are not put here to only be productive. Knowing that you are doing the best that you can at any given moment. Giving yourself compassion and talking to yourself, not in a harsh way, not disciplining or saying, I'm not good enough or I can't do it, but instead speaking to yourself in a way that you would your very best friend. Always remember your why. Coming back to why am I doing this? Why is this important to me? Is usually the anchor for adopting new habits in your life. And if you're really struggling to remember throughout the day, maybe putting up some sticky notes of affirmations to remind you on your fridge or on your computer at work. Affirmations that are simple, like I deserve rest, and rest is necessary in my life so I can show up the best version of myself. And with all of our best intentions, sometimes we still feel guilty. So what do you do when this feeling crops up out of habit? Question it. Question, why do I feel this way? Is it true that I need to feel guilty? What am I feeling guilty about? And noticing the inner voice. Is this inner voice something that you are generating, or is it something that has come from external sources, whether it's social media, social pressure, or something that you were told as a child? Rewrite your narrative. The story that we tell ourselves really shapes our decisions. Giving yourself time to rest is an act of self-love, and you deserve it. Remember that rest is being productive, because when you rest now, then you are showing up 100%. Creating an environment that promotes rest. Our environment sends us little messages all day long. So set up a little reading nook with a little tea table and a book nearby, or some cozy blankets. Even if you make your surroundings outside one that are comfortable and inviting, this is sending your brain a message that it's okay to rest and you don't always have to be productive. Removing technology from spaces like your bedroom so that you have a room that is your own little sanctuary. In a world that profits from your exhaustion, to prioritize your rest and your self-care is radical. So own it, because you are not the only one that feels overwhelmed and depleted. Be the role model in your home, for your children, for people at work, letting them know that taking time to nourish yourself is a beautiful gift. Trusting your instincts and your authentic spirit. Again, your body and mind knows what it needs. Just listen to it. It will never lead you astray. And life is a marathon. It is not a series of sprints. When we are continually racing, we get exhausted and burnt out. And this affects our long-term health, our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And it has to be said, are you tired or being lazy? Well, no one really knows the answer but you. Tuning in and asking yourself some simple questions like, why am I not doing this activity, will give you a lot of insight. Also, looking at your own patterns of behavior and just notice if there are certain events or things that continually come up that you avoid. And if you are avoiding many things, it might be a sign of depression. Be really honest with yourself. And if you feel like you are in a real low, please seek professional help. Remember that you are not a machine who is only supposed to be here to be productive. Your self-worth has nothing to do with your output or how many things you can accomplish in a day. Listen to your body and trust its wisdom. Slowing down is not a sign of weakness. Honor how you feel. Give yourself permission to practice self-care and self-love. Even if you just start by taking 5 minutes today for a little rest and notice how that makes you feel after. You are doing great. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at ConnieReet. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.